Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button, the way that your ex-girlfriend boinks her good boy, so that it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, this woman was caught trying to plant devices that go boom at a Tesla dealership in Colorado. Looks like another case of Elon derangement syndrome, from the homeliest and most masculine looking woman I've ever seen. I don't know about anybody else, but I believe that's a man in the photo. Maybe he identifies as a woman so he gets a reduced prison sentence or something. It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him. Moving on, this teacher was arrested for sexually abusing a 13-year-old student and having his baby. I'm sure now that the victim is over 19 years of age, he's going to have to pay child support. It's just another example of how broken the family law system is. The courts have ruled repeatedly that all boys secretly consent to sex even if they're unable to do so legally. So ipso facto, they're still held responsible. Besides, the government doesn't want to pay for that bastard baby either. Number three, there are tons of black-pilled incels out there thinking that women owe them sex. Women don't owe men anything, but that means that men don't owe women anything either. Chads don't owe women commitment, but that doesn't prevent women from screeching about that reality. If you think that women have weaponized sex against unattractive males, just wait until sex bots become the norm. You'll start to see women suing sex robot manufacturers for injuries, and even rape. Up next, this man is complaining because having a girlfriend is expensive and he has to pay for everything. If you have much higher sexual marketplace value, you don't even have to go half and half. You can get her to pay for more than her fair share. They have to pay for access. Also, if women have poor self-esteem and believe they don't deserve you, not only will they feel bad about not paying for you, but they'll also feel bad if you pay for them. You spend the least amount of money on damaged and run-through women. Number five, you drive up to your local church on Sunday and you see this. What's your reaction? I think it was a complete waste of perfectly good architecture. But still, it's a perfectly normal day at the Church of Satan. Looks like your average United Church in Toronto these days. Even if your church is Roman Catholic or Orthodox, the fertility rates of the congregation are definitely not above replacement. It's over either way. Moving on, just imagine having to explain that tattoo every time a man sodomizes you. Also, why are his cheeks so red? Probably because he's wearing blush. Also, imagine where his Tim Walz tattoo is. Probably on his lower back. This guy's literally a textbook case of white dudes for Harris. It looks like he's got a permanent beta stamp on his body. This has to be fake, though, because there's no way that kid has chest hair. Number 7, this one is for all the people out there who got married so they don't die alone. Just look at what happened to Gene Hackman. His wife passed away from Hantavirus, and he had advanced Alzheimer's disease and didn't even notice. And a week later, he died. Sounds like another case of Final Destination. Everybody dies alone. But it sounds like his mind died a long time ago. He died a week later from a heart attack. Probably from dehydration or from not taking his pills. Up next, Madonna, a woman worth $850 million, still complains about being oppressed by the patriarchy. The patriarchy she's probably complaining about is Father Time. But seeing this, she's just looking for attention, as she's now in her 60s and irrelevant. Too bad the curse of 27 missed her. It would be better if Cobain was still here and she checked out of here a long time ago. This picture is also way too flattering. She looks like this alien now. Number 9, in 1993, you're a loser if you're living in a van down by the river. But today you have to save up $45,000 to maybe one day be living in a van down by the river. You also could have bought an apartment outside of Toronto for $45,000 in 1993. Somehow the powers that be rebranded trailer parks into tiny homes and made living in one popular. Also, that rig looks like it's way more than $45,000. If you're good with your hands, you can still buy a van for less than $2,000 and fix it up. Moving on, this woman is complaining that her three relationships failed because of something called miserable man syndrome. Funny enough, turd-flinging monkey blames his failed relationships on cheating bitch syndrome. Women complaining that men are miserable are just projecting. They're the miserable ones in middle age, especially if single, and they're claiming we are guilty of the same self-loathing that they're guilty of. Three failed relationships. Maybe it's not all men. Maybe it's just her. Number 11, here are a couple of women kissing in front of a bunch of Christian preachers in South Carolina. Now, if only they would be really brave and try doing the same thing in front of a mosque in a Middle Eastern country. They could try and do that, but I'm sure they're also not brave enough to fly. As far as I'm concerned, you've got to be both brave and blind to kiss whatever that is on the right side with the aqua hair. I'm pretty sure the one on the right is more masculine. Up next, apparently this is how social interactions look versus how they feel. But only someone on the spectrum feels like this about the chessboard. Chess has defined rules and moves. Most social interactions do not. There's a lot of improvisation going on. If you're on the spectrum, you're playing checkers while everybody else is playing 4D chess. Just flipping the board over at that point is easier. Or avoid playing the game entirely and save yourself the mental anguish. Number 13, how dumb do you have to be to get a facelift when you have no hair to hide the surgery scars with? More importantly, how retarded do you have to be to get married when you're red-pilled about female nature? That big old black kitty cat is one hell of a drug. He went from being one of the funniest stand-up comedians to becoming a whiny soy boy after he married this. Then again, he's bald, so I doubt that he cares about a couple of wrinkles. It could also be a lobotomy scar. Moving on, there, Calston property tax at 65 to let seniors stay in their homes that they've earned. Earned by doing what? Having a paper route and working at McDonald's back in the 70s and 80s. Let them pay because Zoomers and Millennials need a place to live and have a family. And if some wrinklies have to live under a bridge, then that's a fair trade. Boomers will be dragged kicking and screaming into their graves. The vast majority of them have had an almost perfect life, and they feel entitled to wrecking everybody else's on the way out. Number 15, but it looks like Millennials and Zoomers will have their revenge by not procreating and giving Boomers their precious grandkids. Give some of your wealth to your kids if that's what you want. Plus, if they actually left a culture behind that people actually wanted to have kids in, then it might have happened. Instead, they printed money for their social programs like Social Security and Medicare, creating inflation and now wanting grandkids from their kids that can barely afford to live in a van down by the river. Up next, this has to be one of the worst cases of simping that I've ever seen. The reason that David Bowie had a permanently dilated pupil is because he got in a fight over a girl back in 1962. Technically, he lost a fight but gained a signature look instead. You see that back in the day, even half-blind boomers could become rock stars. I don't care how thirsty you might be, no girl is worth losing an eye. Today, no girl is even worth a chipped nail. And yes, I'm still a Bowie fan, especially his role as Tesla. I just wish he never did the accent because Tesla never had one. Number 17 is Britney Spears in a shirt saying that she's the American dream. More like a psychological nightmare. She's probably making some therapists out there really rich. She used to be many guys' wet dream in the early 2000s, before she turned into a head-shaving, knife-dancing nightmare. The only song and video of hers that I actually like is Toxic. Actually, that futuristic flight attendant outfit was amazing. She didn't seem to have a problem with toxic masculinity back then either. Moving on, feminists and leftoids are boycotting Tesla and Starlink until Elon Musk is arrested and deported. A woman deciding not to spend any money. This I gotta see. It's true that leftoids are boycotting his products, but the people on the right are buying them now, so the two groups cancel each other out. Regardless, people are figuring out that gas-powered cars offer better range than electric ones. Maybe this is the same woman that went on a sex strike before. Number 19, why is it that women want men to tear up women's beauty standards while at the same time honoring ours? That's because low-value women all want access to Chad. Most men don't even have any beauty standards for women. They would be happy with a 4 or a 5 that was nice and polite. Women don't want to give men what they want. They prefer to be foul-mouthed instead. But ladies, remember that you want this, so don't be surprised when he asked for this. Up next, even the female hobbits refuse to date any hobbit under 4 feet tall. Poor Bilbo, now we know why he never had any kids. But I'm sure it's all right for the poor hobbits because they have female orcs to hook up with. It would really suck being a male hobbit with a foot fetish. All the female hobbits having such big feet. She might be a hobbit, but her standards are still through the roof of Erebor. Number 21, apparently trans women's milk is as good as legacy women's breast milk, according to the British National Health Service. Even if it was sulfuric acid, they'd probably say it was comparable. I obviously don't think that trans milk is just as good, but I do think it might be better than baby formula that you'd find in any grocery store shelf, because that's made with 43% corn. Everything is poison for us these days, it seems. Moving on, Bezos is sending his fiancée, Lauren Sanchez, as well as Katy Perry and other women, on an all-female Blue Origin spaceflight. Maybe they're going to answer the age-old question of how many women can fit in a dildo. I wouldn't be surprised if there is some sort of catastrophic crash, as Bezos had a hard time figuring out how to break up with Lauren. But seriously, how annoying would that flight be? Like flying coach surrounded by children. Number 23, here's the comparison between the divorce rate and the oral contraceptive use rates. Could the number of divorces rising have something to do with the number of women using the pill back in the late 1950s? The pill destroys women's natural intuition. But this is above my pay grade, and just look at women's average weight and oral contraceptive use over time, which is a better metric. In 1960, they were 140 pounds, and now they're 170. Does birth control make women fat and crazy? Up next, a lot of female physicians are self-deleting at astonishingly high rates. But when was the last time you saw an article like this talking about males? You never do because no one cares about us. But suddenly all these successful females with credentials are ending themselves, so something has to be done to address the problem. Maybe these women are feeling guilty for all the jabs they gave out. Yeah, I don't believe that reason either. Being a doctor is stressful and women can't handle stress as well as men can. Number 25 on the last one, what the hell happened to Greta? Looks like she's been eating way too many ding-dongs and ho-hos. At least the weight went to all the right places. I would rather burn alive while drowning instead of roaming the Grand Canyons there. Looks like the way Greta is going to solve climate change caused by cow farts is by eating all the cows herself. Now she just looks big and beefy herself. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.